My brothers and sisters, as the first reading tells us, the table is set. It is spread out. The banquet is ready. God's choice food has been prepared. Those who are simple, simple at heart. Those who are humble. Those who know their need for God have been invited to come to the banquet. The proud, those who think they can live their lives without God, or who do not need God's help in their lives, will not find a place at this table. The banquet, my brothers and sisters, is Christ Jesus. He who is the bread of life. Jesus offers us his body and blood. He first offered it on the wood of the cross. But it was an offering not for just one time. Instead, it was an offering from that time until the end of days. Every time we gather for Eucharist, he offers us the gift of himself. That one sacrifice is renewed and made present over and over and over again, so that you and I can be invited to the banquet of life, so that you and I can be nourished at the body and blood of him who is the very source of life. There's no cost for this banquet. It is gift. We all come freely. God gives it to us because he wants nothing more than to share life with us. But again, it is for the poor in spirit. It is for those who know that they cannot live forever without Christ Jesus. It is for those who have put all their hope in Christ Jesus, knowing that he alone is the source of life, the source of salvation. Our world offers us many things. And it tells us that if we do this, or if we buy that, or if we win this, we will find happiness. And often we must pay a heavy price for those things that the world offers us. And yet, they fail to satisfy. We walk away feeling empty, looking for more, needing something else. But our God has given us the banquet of eternal life. To paraphrase one of the scriptures, why spend our money for that which cannot satisfy? Why not come to the banquet of life? Why not open our hearts to the one who can give us life, life that will never end? We must humble ourselves. We must confess our sins. We must open our hearts to the one who is life itself. He invites us, come to the banquet.